It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. The chief of the U.S. Forest Service, Vicky Christensen, and New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed an agreement Thursday aimed at strengthening relations as they work to represent diverse interests concerning natural resources on public forest lands. New Mexico became the ninth state to sign a so-called shared stewardship agreement. The agreement urges more collaborative planning. No specific funding is part of the agreement. Sierra County is ready for the holidays with several shopping events starting Saturday, November 30th. To learn more, Emily Guerra talked with Main Street Truth or Consequences Executive Director Linda DiMarino.
Well, a lot of things going on for the holidays coming up.
Yes, Sierra County is chock full of events for the holiday, and November 30th kind of kicks that off with the Elephant Butte Fine Arts and Crafts Show. That is in Elephant Butte. There's an RV resort. It is kind of on the main drag there across the street from the Elephant Butte Inn. It kind of is back there. There's two entrances to the RV park, and if you just look, there's a sign that it'll point you back there. There are a collection of artisans and craft makers that participate in this, and they have a variety of items, and it's a really good place to come if you're looking for something special for the holidays as a gift. Some of the things they have silver jewelry and fine art, candy, kettle corn, pecans, and ceramics. There's going to be wine available from Shattuck Vineyards. And part of the proceeds go to benefit the Sierra County Cancer Assistance Group.
Are you expecting a lot of people on that day?
Yeah, we actually get hundreds of people coming through there just because the quality of the products is so good that people are sure to make sure they go to this event, because it really is only one day a year, and if you don't get the things that you want that day, you miss it.
And what's happening in Hillsboro on Saturday, December 7th?
On that day, Hillsboro hosts its Christmas in the Foothills event. This is always a fun event. My favorite part of it, actually, is a thing called the $49.99 Art Sale. And it's kind of like a raffle. The different artists donate an item. Then the people buy a raffle ticket. And if your raffle ticket is chosen, you then have the right to purchase that from the artist for $49.99. Well, one of my favorite artists, Nolan Winkler, she always puts something out there. So I go out there to always try to win her piece that she puts in it. But there's all sorts of craft stuff. Usually there's some books from the museum. And I believe that the museum in Hillsboro has had some renovation done on it. And so I'm pretty sure that will be open as well. Also, there are raffles and food vendors, and they're selling handmade holiday wares, and there's all sorts of good stuff to buy. And Hillsboro, if you've never been there, if you are on I-25, you just take exit 63 and head towards Hillsboro. It really is a lovely Saturday drive, so I encourage you to head there.
Then coming up for two weekends in December, December 6th and 7th, and then December 14th and 15th, it's the Monticello Holiday Store.
Yes, this is actually one of my favorite things that happens in Sierra County throughout the year. And Monticello, if you haven't been there, is a cute little town. It's 40 minutes outside of Truth or Consequences, and they have so many artisans there with really special handmade, handcrafted gift items. And if you are looking for a gift that's just not made out of plastic and shipped from another country, this is the place to go, because these artisans put like a lot of heart and soul into what they make, and it's always good to help out your local folks. Also, the Old Monticello Farms, which grows all sorts of things from lavender to grapes. And those grapes, they actually produce an organic balsamic that's really amazing.
And then also an old-fashioned Christmas is coming up on Friday, December 13th.
Main Street Truth or Consequences has been hosting that for about 12 years now. It kicks off at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th in Evelyn Renfro Park in the heart of downtown Truth or Consequences. and we do the Christmas tree lighting. Right after that, we kick off the parade of lights that goes around the downtown loop. We do have opening for the parade of lights, so if anybody feels like decorating their vehicles, you just have to look for the entry form on www.trcmainstreet.org and touch the events tab, and that should take you to that application. We're always looking for more people. We would love a big, beautiful, twinkly parade. So other things that happen during old-fashioned Christmas after the parade, the children get to visit with Santa Claus at the Spaceport Visitor Center, and they get to tell Santa what their wishes are for their holiday gifts.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Linda DeMarino at our website, krwg.org.